Well, good morning, everybody. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here today. I have a lovely show for you today with a lovely lady. Okay, the president, I'm going to play some special music later, or at least sing it, the president of Discovery Education, newly named to that position, who's been a guest on our show before, Kelly Campbell, and I'm just thrilled she's going to be here today. We're going to talk about what she's got planned for Discovery and her new role and how she got there and all that sort of stuff. It's a great story, and what's coming down the pike from Discovery. My good friends here at the show and all that we do is it's really a pleasure to have her here. As you know, we're now part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Our organization is at ace-ed.org. The Education Talk Radio podcasts are now a part of that, okay, and everything's over at ace-ed.org. Please go over there. Everything we do is free to educators. Our podcasts are there. You'll see the icon. And more importantly even than that, we have our magazine, our online journal, which is called Equity and Access, okay, and they help. Our consortium is industry supported. Okay, and when you see all those wonderful companies that are in the magazine showing you their products and services, giving us editorial, all that kind of stuff, I think you'll really be impressed with what they're doing, with what we're doing regarding equity. All right, and we publish our magazine. Again, the icon is there. We got a new one coming out. We think it's going to be on site today, so please check it out. Today is Wednesday, January 27th. So check it all out, ace-ed.org, and you can see our podcast schedule over there, et cetera, et cetera. It's good stuff. And if you want, you can follow me. All the icons are there for Facebook and Twitter, but we have other ones, too, for me, which is EduTalk Radio on Twitter and Larry Jacobs and Education Talk Radio over on Facebook, and then LinkedIn is Larry Jacobs, which, by the way, again, is my name. So let me say hello to Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Welcome back.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me again.
Congratulations. I have a song for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you for the congratulations.
Here we go. It's very short. You're the president.
I am indeed. I'm super grateful to have this role. I've been with the organization a very long time and honored to be working with such amazing people at Discovery Education. So I appreciate your kudos.
You deserve them. And by the way, they're lucky to have you. Okay, you've done a great job there. And actually, this is fun. When Steve Wakefield sent me a little bit of your biography here, I had to ask you this. Okay, you joined the company in 2006. Okay, and then you were, this is interesting, president of International University. Am I correct?
That's correct, yeah, among other things during my time at the company. But that was my most recent role, was president of International and University.
Which is very cool because, according to Steve, you worked with the ministries of education. Just talk about, I love this, in Egypt and Chile and maybe other countries too. Is that correct? That's cool.
That is correct. Yeah, it is super cool and you know, certainly one of the highlights of my career. Egypt was one of the first countries Discovery Education had the honor of kind of collaborating at scale. And yep. It was about 5 years ago that they launched the Egyptian Knowledge Bank, which is a collection of digital content curated along with instructional resources to help
teachers. I hear that's
teachers.
A pyramid scheme. I get it? Pyramid scheme?
Ha ha, but I'm
stupid. Stupid joke. Fine. Let's move on. No, I'm just kidding. Keep going. I'm sorry.
What they've done has been simply remarkable, right? At the time, Dr. Tariq Shaki was not the Minister of Education, but we were working with him in close collaboration with government officials. And this vision of being able to create equity and access, it certainly seems that you're very familiar with, right?
Oh, yeah.
Equity and access to digital content for every citizen in Egypt. And we became a critical partner in the elementary and secondary education area, along with some professional development for the teachers of Egypt. And that grew over time, and we're still working very closely. He is now the minister, Dr. Shaki is, and has launched Education 2.0 and working closely for the creation of a new curriculum for the country, and we're playing a part in the content, both digital and print. So clearly, like an enormous honor, and being able to see the impact on the ground. Yeah,
were you able to get over there? Did you go over and visit?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not in the last year.
No, of course
but,
not.
But prior to that, yeah. And, you know, it is a bit surreal. You know, you're literally like the shadows of the pyramids and school
cool.
in Giza and limited access, but being able to call up digital content through a QR code on a phone and be able to see the impact and the excitement and the engagement from the kids. It really is amazing.
And by the way, I don't even know this, but former presidents of Discovery Education, they were it's part of the contract. You get your own pyramid in Giza when you pass on. Did you get, is that in your contract?
Well, right. I did actually get to take away with me some sandstone pyramids that you know came from the area. So as a little takeaway, I have my own little pyramid in the basement.
Yes, I was able to take away some jewels that I found just laying around near a sarcophagus. So it was that's so funny. God, that is dead. And you worked in Chile too, right?
We did. It's been a little more recent in the last 2 years. They launched an initiative in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade to try and transition science and math education over to a hybrid digital environment. And we were close collaborators in launching Discovery Education's tech book, so science and math book, which is a hybrid, right? Being able to do professional development with the teachers and create a more dynamic learning environment that migrated some away from print. And, they have connectivity issues, like you find everywhere. And also have some gaps in the teacher capacity and learning. And so we're proud to be a partner in helping pilot at scale what could be done in a digital environment. So, that was Minister of Education of Chile. And then we've done some work with corporate partners in, for example, most recently in Brazil with Somos Education to reach their learners through STEM Connect. Yeah, so it's really been, as you said, kind of really delightful and eye-opening to be working in that kind of global capacity.
It is, and it's also eye-opening, or in our case, doing a podcast, ear-opening, okay? Because, the companies, all the educators see your company in the form of a sales rep, okay, at a conference or visiting the school, these days certainly virtually. But it's always interesting to me to take the stories of the companies, especially a great one like Discovery, and take it a little deeper for education, because what we all see at the school is the tip of the iceberg. And you know this certainly. There's not 7 people who work at Discovery Education all sales reps. There's hundreds and hundreds of people who put together everything that you guys do, and that nobody ever sees that. So I'm glad we're able to just get a little bit deeper into the workings of such a great company. Thank you, Kelly. It's great. Really cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of the people at Discovery Education came from school systems, right? Either teachers, administrators, working professionals. And,
great point.
That's how we can stay really kind of close to the educator, is by bringing those great minds and trying to then take those, great ideas at scale. So instead of a single school or a single district, they're able to come to Discovery Education and work in a national or even an international capacity.
Exactly. And I always say that here on air and in other places as well, that many people think of that education is simply, and I don't mean to say it that way, is a teaching career only. Not simply a teacher, is a teaching career only. But if you have an education degree, your expertise is invaluable across the board. All right. And,
indeed.
The companies are,
really.
The teachers are just amazing. I must ask, were you a teacher? I have to ask, Kelly, were you ever a teacher? I was, years ago.
I was not a teacher. I would say stumbled into educational technology in the 90s, and so grateful that I did, because it has really been the most rewarding thing I could have done personally and professionally. I stumbled into it at the point in time where video was, it's kind of funny to talk about, right? Like video was kind of converting from VHS or film strips over to, state-of-the-art DVDs and CD-ROMs. And it just happened to be at a point in time where it was a small company with a history in educational video looking to transition into digital. And what's funny is if you reflect back for anybody on this your podcast who knows the old laser discs, right? The really big, gigantic ones that look like records. What was
like
revolutionary at the time was that they were segmented. They were the laser discs were segmented into 2 to 3 minute teachable moments. And so we, at that point in time, were looking to transition that concept to something that was, I don't know that anybody was calling it SaaS-based at the time or calling it the cloud, but being able to serve that kind of teachable moment on demand. So I stumbled into that and then have been able to ride
the
this
stumble,
great
the
wave
stumble worked
since then.
The stumble worked out.
It sure did.
Kelly Campbell, if I may, had a great fall. Get it? Fall, stumble, and boom. Look where you are now.
Fall and stumble and...
Just incredible. We're going to go into some of the details of your plans, but I want to ask you something. I think this is important. I mentioned, if you heard at the beginning of the show, we do our magazine, which is called Equity and Access. Okay, and we believe equity across the board, and we're doing an issue in probably in the July issue on female CEOs, presidents, if I may, within the industry. Because we believe strongly at the magazine and through our consortium in industry voice, all right? And I think it's incredibly important in a profession where 80% of the professionals in the trenches, 80%, okay, are female, that females be running a great portion of the industry. Congratulations on you, because you are definitely a female and you are definitely now running a major company in education. And if you can, I know we didn't plan on this, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, to me, it's very important, okay, that we get a great female voice, okay, running so as many of the companies, again, for a profession that's mostly female. Okay, and B, who really has an intrinsic understanding of what's going on. Kelly, can you talk about that? Not to put you on the spot, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate you bringing it up because obviously
it's a
topic that's near and dear to my heart, right? Being a female and having the opportunity to serve in this capacity. And I think, whether it's male, female, or diverse backgrounds and cultural representation, these are the things that make everything better, right? So being able to provide a opportunity and career pathways, professional learning for everyone to embrace the opportunities for diverse candidates in executive or administrative positions is important for all of us as a society to be better informed and more successful. And I've found that one of the most helpful items that I can do personally is mentoring. I think any woman or anyone in a senior position who can create a pathway for up-and-coming individuals. You have to sometimes be able to see it to understand how to be it. And, I find it a responsibility of myself to be able to provide that kind of vision for anyone who's interested in following a similar pathway. And so I'm hoping that, as more and more women and diverse candidates come up into the educational ranks of administration, superintendents, and other leadership positions,
so important.
That kind of mentorship creates a catalyst and a funnel for additional candidates.
Well said. Well said. May I play your song again before we go? Well said.
I think
Kelly.
You have another career. I think you should be.
I hope it's not singing. I hope it's not singing or instrumental. humming. There's humming. There you go. Very good.
See, you're talented.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. It's been a crazy year. That's probably the understatement of the century. It's been a crazy year for everybody, everything, families, etc. And in education, that's a highlight. Okay, as the kids have had to stay home, some are going back. There's a terrible pandemic out there. Okay, and all of a sudden you're president of this major company, Discovery in Education. Talk about the pandemic and Discovery and what has been like the last year. Okay, and then what are the plans now that we're kind of enmeshed in this? Okay, and it may never go back to what it used to be. What are we looking at for the future? And that's a big question. I'll give you a PhD from the University of Larry if you can actually answer that, but do your best.
Right. Well, maybe I'll go in reverse because I can probably confidently say that nobody knows the answer to that question.
You're
because
here. Thank you.
Unless you're over 100, you probably haven't lived through a pandemic to know what comes out on the other side. I mean, philosophically, I hope that we can take the best of what we have learned that has gone well and apply it to the future, right? There's a lot of conversation about what hasn't gone well, but now that we're a year into it, if we can figure out the best of hybrid learning and the best of digital outreach and collaboration and using tools, and then apply it to a truly blended environment, maybe a year from now, we're going to be in a position that is the best of both of those worlds. And certainly that's what I can hope for. And to think back, it's nearly been a year. I was thinking of when we closed our offices on March 12th, and it's nearly the anniversary.
Wow.
And that's really hard to believe that we all separated at that point in time worldwide, our global offices, and have only connected through Zoom. But I felt our entire organization just to the challenge. I mean, and I think it is because so many people are former educators and just knew that the teachers were in a crisis mode, trying to respond to all the needs of their students beyond academics, right? A social, emotional, physical well-being. And we just had a groundswell of support from within our organization to create a response that could help the teachers, right? So, and it was even before that March 12th date that we had sent out an offer that our platform, our Discovery Education Experience platform, would be available at no cost to any school system not using it for the remainder of the school year. And it was, you know, it was kind of the one small thing we could do is to provide that open access and, you know, equitable reach to the content and the tools within it. But what we also knew was that we needed to very quickly curate the right kinds of content and assemble it in a way that was easily accessible and assignable from the teachers to the students, and to provide instructional supports, because it was so many teachers transitioning and needing like grab and go. I need to take something that I can apply to my students at scale quickly. And so we created a lot of instructional materials, all the way from instructional inspiration to spotlight on strategies, really easy lessons so you could get into the classroom, use all of the engaging content that's within our services to be able to keep the children hooked and interested and staying on that Zoom for long periods of time.
It's hard.
And then, you know, even like topical things. I mean, you pile on to COVID, you pile on the social unrest and the election and all the things that happened in 2020. It's our teachers in this country and worldwide did a remarkable job and deserve all the praise that we can heap upon them, because they just survived a, I hate to say unprecedented year because everybody says that, but truly something we have never seen before. And so we just look to play our small part, being able to engage students and save teachers time. And, you know, we put our efforts into providing that open, equitable access and the resources they needed.
Right. It's just, I mean, and actually, I want to ask you about that. Over the course of this year, again, the pandemic is one thing, okay? But then we had the social unrest that really began with the Black Lives Matter stuff and the poor George Floyd with that murder in Minneapolis. And as you look, okay, at the at content, you guys are experts in content, okay? Have you looked at content changing to meet the needs of what's going on out there these days, okay, and the needs of every school district as they go into this equity mode and all that sort of stuff? Content.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly the need for access to high quality, curated, safe digital content is important. And
safe,
you know,
we've
taken the approach of create what we call channels within the service. So, for example, during the social unrest period, we created a channel called Dissent, Equity, and Inspiring Change. And that was a safe place for the teachers to go to and provide supports for them so that they can have complicated conversations. I mean, these conversations are hard enough in person, but now they're having complicated conversations over Zoom. And
yep.
those supports that they can
point.
Have to support their
point.
Kids, right? Yep. So yeah, that was an element of content specifically. And I think, you know, those are topical content pieces, but I think the overall message of cultural authenticity, you know, so the channel I just gave an example of was specifically
yeah.
about communicating on that topic. But if you're in a lesson about, I don't know, two-digit addition in math, being
yeah.
able to provide the content in a way that is appropriate and authentic to all cultures and that kids can relate
yeah.
to it is important across the 100,000 assets that we have within our system. And it's something that we're always working on and continuing to grow and change. Yeah.
I know you are. And it goes back to what you said before. You know, within the education industry, okay, we need very diverse professional people, okay, culturally diverse, racially
mm-hmm.
diverse, however you want to say that, okay, because with the responsibility that a company like Discovery has to create and listen to the profession and create, it's a very symbiotic relationship between the profession and the industry. The industry must create what the profession needs. Okay, and the profession is dependent upon the industry to do that. It's such a symbiotic relationship. And the two things have to match, so to speak. Okay, and I'll tell you, and
mm-hmm.
I know you guys do that well. Okay, and it's just such an amazing change. Do you think it'll ever go back to normal? Or whatever normal was?
Well, I was just going to say, how do you define
normal? Let me say
it differently.
It's a new normal. Do you think it'll go back to the way it was? Yeah. What do you think?
I don't think it can. I don't think it can go back to
Me
the
neither.
Way it was.
Me neither.
I think that this has been a catalyst for change. And we hear that kind of phrase in all places of the globe, right? If you can take what we've learned, what in many ways we've suffered through over the last year, and use that for impacting a positive change going forward, you know, that's the bright side of all of this.
Yeah, go ahead. Were you going to continue? Because I have another question for you.
No,
no. You want to say more?
Oh, no, okay. Go right
cool.
ahead. Go on. With
it sounded like you wanted to continue. That's why. That's why I stopped for a second. Okay. I'm interested in this. You're now president, okay? And part of that is goal setting, okay? And you have short and long term goals, okay? And I'm going to put a little word in your mouth. I know one of the short term goals is to make sure everybody in education knows all the wonderful things that you guys can provide for them, okay? And what are the other short-term goals? But then what are the long-term goals that you see now, again, now in your position as president? You're it.
Well, I do have a boss and a board.
but
we do,
you're it.
You know,
lead
I,
the way.
I
right.
The buck stops here. So
yeah.
you're right. I mean,
yeah.
our short-term
yeah.
goals are just, to stick to our mission, right? If we can provide engagement for students and save time for teachers,
that
is our short-term goal. We just, especially in such a volatile period of time, we got to
yeah.
stick to that and do
it's
it
nuts.
Right. And
yeah.
you know, but by the way, we do that by listening to the teachers and the administrators through our Discovery Educator Network, right? That
yep.
you mentioned holistic
Thanks for
feedback.
Saying that. Yep.
That's how we stick with our short-term goal.
Yep.
On a little longer term, we've covered one of the long-term goals in our early conversation, which was growing our global impact. You know, we grew up as a U.S.-based company, have expanded and shown impact and success, and then being able to scale that to a global impact and making those connections between our international educators and our U.S. educators should really have a overall impact on equity in education for all society. So, you know, that's a very lofty long-term goal. And then, you know, one of the, I would say, midterm goals for Discovery Education
yeah.
is related to an acquisition we did recently, Mystery Science. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mystery Science.
It's on my sheet,
but
I don't know more about it than the words Mystery Science. So tell me what that is, or tell everybody what that
oh,
is.
Oh, it's a
Thank you for bringing that up, by
fun.
The way.
Yeah, super fun company that is so perfectly aligned with Discovery Education. They identified, you can imagine science, right? Mystery science. But they identified a gap in K-5, not necessarily education, but teacher resources, because K-5 educators may not have a specific science background.
That's right.
And being able to quickly find a collection of material to apply in their classroom with the kids. And so what we've been talking about is being able to save teachers time and provide those instructional resources. So that fits perfectly there. But then the other angle that they have done just a miraculous job in is the student engagement. So everything they've developed is with that voice of an elementary age kid and is so uber teacher focused. So on a weekly basis, an elementary age student will pose a question that ignites curiosity, and then a lesson is completely wrapped around it that the teacher can use in the classroom. And so you can imagine during periods of time like COVID and the sudden hybrid learning, being able to find that trusted source, drop it into classroom access through Zoom or other means, and have the kids excited to join the lesson was perfectly positioned. And they're just an amazing group of educators and diverse backgrounds coming into our team. So being able to take that magic and bring it at scale through the Discovery Education platform is
take that mystery,
make a mystery
and bring it to scale. Yeah. It's really cool.
So,
and actually, as you said it, and I'm so glad you did. Okay, we almost forgot to talk about it. You guys just acquired this. I went over. It's mysteryscience.com. Are they part? Are they officially part of Discovery? Can you go through the Discovery website to get to them, or how's it work? Where are they right now?
Yeah, great question. So both,
yeah.
Right? So most individual teacher educators are probably going to find Mystery Science through mysteryscience.com and through through word of mouth and teacher feedback. For partners of Discovery Education, they can log in with their existing username and password access information, and we can turn on the Mystery Science site through Discovery Education. So again, being able to make things as seamless as possible from a teacher perspective and going through those same avenues that they are probably already doing through Google Classroom or their Clever integration, they can access the material through Discovery Education.
And I'm so glad you brought it up, because I'll tell you, we expect, and they somehow do this, we expect elementary school teachers to be Jacks and Jills of all trades, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a difficult thing. Okay, not every teacher loves social studies, and not every teacher loves science or math or whatever. They have the same struggles as everybody else. Yet somehow they manage to teach every kid to read, write, to understand mathematics, etc. And science is one of the harder things. And I'm so glad you guys have this, have acquired Mystery Science, because it looks like a really good product. But it just makes it so much easier for educators, so much easier. And it looks like fairly engaging stuff. It looks like fun. Like I said, I was over at the website. Okay, congratulations on that. When did that happen? I don't even remember seeing a press release. Toot, toot. When did that happen?
It was quarter four, probably October, early November. So we'll be happy to send along some additional information. And all teachers,
I'll get it.
And you should sign up, Larry. You should definitely sign up for the weekly emails and the weekly lessons. They come in on Saturday or Sunday afternoons, and they're so much fun. I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son, and my son is probably just as excited as I am to get those Sunday emails.
and mommy has a way into the answers to the quiz, so it's really good stuff.
Exactly, right? I don't have to pretend I know it. I just look over at the answers.
Honey, you don't have to study. Mommy knows all the answers. I'm president of Discovery Education. It's cool stuff. It really is. Kelly, it's always a pleasure to have you here. And I'll tell you, they made a great choice, and you're just going to have a terrific time being president. It works, okay, being president of Discovery. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much, Larry, and thanks for having me, and always a pleasure and so much fun to talk.
That's great. We'll talk again soon, okay? And we're going to highlight you. I already talked to Steve, and you're going to be one of the highlighted folks in our July issue, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You deserve it, my dear, okay? You'll see. It's coming down the pike, so thank you so much, Kel.
Thank you.
Okay, take care of yourself during this crazy pandemic.
Take care.
Hope to see you again soon. Yep, bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Larry. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, that's Kelly Campbell. No, never mind, I won't do that again. President, new president of Discovery Education. Cool, and learn more about this mystery science stuff. That's really cool. I don't remember getting a release on that. Ooh, I'm going to have to yell at my friend Steven for that. Okay? All right. He probably sent it. I just can't remember it. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. Join with us in Equity over at our consortium, ace-ed.org. Free to educators. Our new issue of Equity and Access will be out there maybe today. We think so. Bye.